You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up. You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Ben Larson. Find me on the social media at Locked On Brewers on Twitter, and also on Twitter at GZTalks, my personal handle, and Facebook.com/LockedOnBrewers. Big news day. Jeez, both in actual hard Brewers news and also rumors, innuendo, hearsay, quid pro quo. No, wait, that's not this story. That's a different story. The Brewers, well, a lot going on. Craig Counsell edged out. Some on Twitter suggested hosed, screwed for manager of the year. We'll talk about that. Close vote. Got the most first place votes. So he won the popular vote? I guess I'm going to make political references all show long. So he won the popular vote, but Mike Schilt of the Cardinals won the Electoral College, so to speak. We'll go over that in a minute. Brewers are cheaters, apparently. Former Brewer Mike Fiers, who has pitched both for the Brewers and the Houston Astros, says the Brewers, well, says the Astros definitely were stealing signs digitally using technology, and says the Brewers also mentioned in the story as a team that does this prominently. Okay, all right, interesting. So you got that, you got Counsell, you've got the Brewers making a coaching pickup, although they, as of the time of recording of this podcast, have not announced it yet. So we'll talk about that as far as replacing Carlos Cerrero, their first base coach. And so, okay, that's there. And then John Heyman of Sports Illustrated. I think he's still a Sports Illustrated. Maybe not. I can't keep track anymore. Yahoo, Baseball America. I don't know who these people write for. He's saying that the Brewers are going to make serious attempt to both sign Yasmani Grandal and Mike Moustakas and go for a starting pitcher. And I'm choking because I don't know how much money that's going to take, and that'd be awesome. We'll see what happens. So that is that's all happening now. that's like 2 weeks worth of stories in the offseason now all happening in one day. So that's great. So we'll discuss. And we'll probably discuss tomorrow and for a while as well, because some of these stories will linger. So first, Craig Counsell. And so close. For the second year, he finishes second in the Manager of the Year, the NL Manager of the Year Award. Mike Schilt of the Cardinals. The Cardinals. Gets 10 first-place votes, 14 second-place votes, 3 third-place votes to finish with 95 points. First place is 5 points, I believe. Second place vote is worth 3 points and 1 point for a third-place vote. So Schilt gets the total of 95. Counsell has 13 first-place votes to Schilt's 10, 6 second-place votes to Schilt's 14, and 5 third-place votes to Schilt's 3. Now, that means that a bunch more people voted for Schilt overall than Counsell. Sure, Counsell got 13 first-place votes, but was left off the ballot of more than Mike Schilt. That is, we need the Supreme Court on this one, okay? We need full investigation. That's just crap. Okay, well, whatever. It's not going to go down as a big travesty because I don't think enough people care about it. But Craig Counsell loses out. Now, are you mad that Counsell lost, finished second, didn't get enough votes? Are you mad that a Cardinal once again edges out a Brewer? Ugh. I don't know. To me, it's not like Counsell was clear cut for this, you know. I think the team was a bit of a disappointment until September. And I think Counsell, as always, does a great job in September. And I also think, and you've heard me say this on this podcast, and I think on other shows that I've been interviewed for, I love Craig Counsell. I think he's a great manager. I hope that he sticks with the Brewers for years to come. Obviously, the story's great. Hometown kid, you know, born and raised in Milwaukee, wins a couple World Series as a guy who was never thought of as a hot prospect, but played key roles for all these other teams in the World Series, and comes back to Milwaukee, finds his way to the managerial position, and has been really good. First Brewers team to go to the playoffs in back-to-back years since 81 and 82. So pretty good. And I don't need him to be manager of the year to validate that in my eyes, so I'm not overall affected. I'm more invested in Christian Yelich and the MVP, and I'm not saying he's going to win it. I'm not even saying he's absolutely clear-cut. But like I said on the podcast for Tuesday, I find it hard-pressed to make an argument against Christian Yelich. And, you know, I feel kind of the same way about Counsell, but I also feel like it's, you know, between him and Schilt, honestly, it was a toss-up. You know, Schilt had a great year with the Cardinals. He did. Hate to say it, but he did. So, Craig Counsell still is really good. I'll still take him. If you ask me to choose between him and Schilt, I'm taking Counsell, you know? So, he's the guy, as far as I'm concerned. So, that's that. And maybe we'll see what happens here. Not maybe. Definitely we'll see what happens tomorrow here with Christian Yelich and the MVP. So the Brewers also have the vacancy appeared to be filled on their coaching staff. Haven't made the announcement yet, but Jacob Cruz will be an assistant hitting coach. He'd previously worked with the Brewers' Andy Haynes in the Cubs system. And so he's coming over from the Pirates. Jacob Cruz will be the assistant hitting coach. And by the way, his Twitter bio is saying that the Brewers, again, have not made that announcement yet. So we'll see. And then it looks like Jason Lane is going to move over to first base and infield coach. So he'd previously been the assistant hitting coach of the Brewers. So little news there. The crew fills out their coaching staff. We can talk about that more with people a little more in the know about these guys than I am, you know, as the offseason moves along. What kind of effect will this have? You know, there's always a reason that changes are made, right? And so the Brewers did not feel maybe that their defensive play along the infield was where it needed to be. Certainly with Orlando Arcia, that's the case, and they make a move. So it'll be interesting to kind of watch that and see what that means as far as the level of play, particularly for the Brewers' defense, and can they get a little more consistent offensively? I mean, Andy Haynes is still the hitting coach, and so you know, I don't know how much the assistant hitting coach matters. It might to a few players. You know, there might be a connection, a vibe that gets created. You never know. So we'll watch that, and certainly through the offseason and into spring training and the 2020 season. So those are the two, you know, hard pieces of news on the Brewers front. And then you have the two sort of stories and rumors and talk. And we'll get into that. One, not a positive reflection on the Brewers. One, definitely a positive reflection on the Brewers. So we'll talk about those two things. Brewers aggressive in free agency? Question mark. And also cheaters? Question mark. We'll talk about that coming up. You're Locked On Brewers. One place to get aggressive is in the bedroom. Hey-yo. Blue Chew is the place to do it, or the thing to do it with. Bedroom is the place. Blue Chew is the tool. It's chewable. Same FDA-approved approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So it works twice as fast, though, because it is a chewable. And you can go and order this thing online. You get a prescription online. It'll ship discreetly to your doorstep. And you can bring back the magic in the bedroom or enhance the magic in the bedroom using Blue Chew. You've heard about the Blue Chew product all season long, right? Use promo code MLB to get your first order for free. All you have to do is pay for the shipping. Worth a try, right? So go check it out, bluechew.com, blue like the color blue, bluechew.com. It's the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. You know what's up and running this time of year? All of the Wisconsin Sports Lockdown podcasts. It's glorious. All on my podcast feed on my iPhone. I turn on every day, I see Locked On Bucks, I see Locked On Packers, I see Locked On Badgers, and of course Locked On Brewers. So you get the full coverage of all Wisconsin sports teams. Totally worth subscribing and listening to all the time. as they're all up and running now again, like we said. And with the Bucks, the Packers, and the Badgers, you got three seasons that are in season. And so it's sort of a glory time right now with those podcasts. And everybody does a great job. So go check it out. The Locked On Podcast Network is hopping in Wisconsin. And you can always check out all those podcasts for sure. And we'll do our best to keep the Brewers one going during the offseason here. Hot Stove League, crazy day full of a lot of news for the Brewers. You know, yesterday and today, Craig Counsell finishing second manager of the year. You've got a new coach being hired. We'll get more details on that as the week moves along and the offseason moves along here. And then there are some of the stories that aren't necessarily hard news stories or won't be reported on, but you know, Houston, Texas, and Milwaukee. This is a story. Mike Fiers, the former Brewer pitcher and also former Houston Astros pitcher, talked about how they would relay signs to each other, steal signs. They'd use video technology from an outfield camera, a monitor in the tunnel, and banging on a trash can to convey pitches. It's talking about the Astros, okay? So off that story, with the Astros, the other two teams named and talking about it are the Brewers and the Texas Rangers, who are big into electronic sign stealing. So, is this a Black Sox type scandal? You know, is this pretty bad? I don't think so. Not at all. I've always wondered myself about sign stealing and how much it matters. Not that it doesn't, because I'm sure it does, otherwise guys wouldn't go out of their way to do it. The electronic stuff, that's over the line. If the Brewers are doing it, they should knock it off. It is over the line. I totally agree with that. But I've always kind of wondered, you know, the whole unwritten rules thing with baseball and a runner at second relaying a sign to a, you know, a batter, and how that gets you in big trouble with the baseball purity gods. I've just never, ever understood that. To me, why are you trying to code signs then? I mean, the whole point is that, you know, guys will try to get every edge they can, and if they can steal some signs, like it happens in every sport, right? Guys try to read lips. That's why they cover their mouths with gloves, or in football they cover their mouths with the you know, offensive play card or whatever. So, you know, I mean, this is what happens in every sport, and everybody will seek an advantage. Now, to a certain degree, right? If the Brewers really are, like the Astros, using outfield cameras and monitors back in the infield and all that sort of stuff, they should knock it off. And I know with the live broadcasts, and teams have monitors in their dugouts now on laptops with the TV broadcast and everything, and they try to glean some knowledge out of that, that's fine. Some players will tell you that they don't want to know what pitch is coming because it'll screw them up. So I just don't know how effective it is. I'm sure it is effective for some guys. Again, otherwise they wouldn't go through all this trouble. But it's interesting. I don't think the story will go anywhere. I don't even think it goes anywhere with the Houston Astros, but the Brewers were named, and so it's worth bringing up. So with that, the other interesting one, the topic, I should say, was a report that the Brewers are going to look at signing both Yasmani Grandal and Mike Moustakas, which would be fantastic. And then also look to get a starting pitcher. So can they do all three of that? Can they add, or can they sign Grandal, who's going to break the bank, you know, the most out of any of these guys? And then Moustakas, who should get a very healthy paycheck, at least the $10 million he got last year. And then sign a starting pitcher? Now, I don't, you know, they're not going to go get Gerrit Cole, but can they sign a starting pitcher along the lines of a Chacin, a guy who can come in, maybe be your third starter, and really give some depth to that starting rotation? And if they can do all three of those things, does that signify that Mark Adonasio is in a stretch now where he's all in and going for it to bump the payroll? Because to do all three of those things, even though they released, you know, Thames, or maybe they can bring Thames back if nobody else signs him to a lower price, but Chase Anderson and his $8.5 million option are gone. I think their payroll sits in the mid-80s right now, $80 million. So, you know, Yasmani Grandal probably going to be about $25 million. Another 10 at least from Moustakas, maybe a little more. And then a starting pitcher is going to be in the, I don't know, any decent starting pitcher, 8 to 10 million range, right? 7 to 10, something like that. So very quickly it's going to add up. And then what do you got? You got a payroll along with signing all your arbitration guys that you want to sign. You got a payroll that's going to be up, you know, $140, $150 million. Will Mark Adonasio and the Brewers go to that length? They've drawn 3 million fans just about the last, what, 3 years? A lot of support. They're changing the logo, it looks like, going back to the ball and glove again. I don't really know why they're doing that, because they did a good job selling both logos. But, hey, I'm, you know, they got smart people in their marketing departments. They'll figure that out. You know, they're limited, right, in how much money they can bring in. Their TV contract is limited, even though there's good ratings in Milwaukee. It just is what it is. But maybe if you stretch the limits here with the window that exists with Christian Yelich, you can do this if you're willing to. Now, that, you know, it takes two sides to complete the deal. Again, all reports are Grandal and Moustakas really enjoy playing in Milwaukee, and with an MVP, you know, on your team and a playoff team 2 years in a row, that doesn't hurt in helping to attract a pitcher. The money's got to be right. But this could get interesting if that's true. If they're really in that front office and David Stearns and company and saying, all right, we're going to go for it here, well, that should get you pretty excited. And it's just a report. It's just a rumorville. There'll be a bunch more before anything actually happens. But, it's encouraging news, right? It's very encouraging news as far as I'm concerned. And makes you excited as we move again toward the winter and the long winter. So, yeah, John Heyman reporting that the Brewers want to re-sign Yasmani and Moustakas, and we'll look at the starting pitching market. We'll look. I mean, that's all it is. We'll look at the starting pitching market. Okay. But if they could pull off three of those, all three, again, would you be pretty excited? I would be. I'd be very excited for the start of the 2020 season. So we'll keep an eye on that as always, and report any more innuendo rumors, positive or negative, about the Brewers. We'll talk about probably talk about all these things coming up here as the week moves along and into next week, and of course the entire offseason here. So stay with us on Lockdown Brewers. Back tomorrow to elaborate on some of these stories and really look at, hey, tomorrow's the day. Will Christian Yelich take home his second consecutive MVP? Is it possible? It's certainly possible. Will it happen? I wouldn't bet on it, but again, the numbers are the numbers. They're pretty strong. So we'll talk about that a little bit and dive in more about the Brewers on tomorrow's podcast and all of these stories we just talked about here today. So we'll do that tomorrow. Looking forward to it. You can always find me at Twitter, two accounts, Lockdown Brewers, at Lockdown Brewers, and at Cheesehead Talks. And then also Facebook.com/Lockdown Brewers. Go rate and review the podcast if you want on Apple or any of the places where you can leave a review. Please do so. It helps us out. Tell a friend about Lockdown Brewers. If they're jonesing for some baseball here in Wisconsin where it's 10 degrees in November, for the love of God, then tell them about Lockdown Brewers if they don't already know about it. And hopefully it'll warm them up a little bit. I hope it's warming me up a little bit. Anyway, thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya podcast, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, also Stitcher. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Lockdown Brewers. Talk to you tomorrow when we deliver your Brewers fix right here on Lockdown Brewers, part of the Lockdown Podcast Network.